Halvor bent low to the ground, studying the signs. To his practiced eye, they were easy to read. Not just one person, but several had passed this way. Recently. The village must be nearby. His quarry was surely within reach at last. For months he had searched for the woman. At first his efforts had been entirely in vain. Later he had little more to go on than hints and vague whispers. Calvor had not been dismayed. There was a reason Lord Dretrath chose him for this kind of assignment. The hunt had led him south beyond the borders of Rogand, deep into the northern forest of Lestinor. The woman he sought avoided towns and cities, choosing instead to live in lightly populated areas. But the entire region was filled with the rumour of her. Either she knew nothing about hiding herself effectively, or she didn't bother to try. She was foolish indeed if she didn't try. Remaining hidden would have required her to stop using her special gift. Apparently that was a limitation she was unwilling to accept. It still wasn't easy to find her. No one would tell him exactly where she was. The common people revered her and protected her, even at personal risk to themselves. A string of violent encounters had testified to that. Her talents were in demand, though, and her visitors left trails for those able to read them. He wondered if she knew he was coming for her. Perhaps she would flee. He licked his lips involuntarily at the prospect. Hunting was so much more satisfying when the rabbit decided to run. It wouldn't save her. He was no ordinary hunter. He was the best. And he never gave up. The sun had barely risen when Calvor finally reached the location he had been seeking. The village stood beside a small river, consisting of little more than a few rude huts. Between the huts and the river lay a cultivated patch protected from the river by a simple levee. He observed the village from a distance for the entire morning, staying out of sight. None of the villagers appeared to be armed. They were woefully unprepared for the arrival of someone like him. He saw no sign of the woman. If she was in the village, though, it wasn't difficult to guess where she might be. One of the huts was attracting much more than its share of attention. People had come and gone constantly as he watched. He waited until the sun had passed its zenith. Then he simply walked into the village. He didn't doubt for a moment his ability to deal with whatever he might find there. He went straight to the hut he had been watching. Without introduction or ceremony, he stooped down and stepped through the low entrance. A small group, an old man, a couple of children, and a woman, sat around a rough wooden table. He knew immediately she was the one Lord Dretrath wanted. There was an air about her, something indefinable that set her apart. A frown creased the brow of the old man when Calvor appeared. The children simply gazed up curiously at the newcomer. As for the woman, she didn't seem surprised by his arrival. Her face revealed no concern at all. She simply looked at him, studying him calmly without speaking. He stared back at her. The woman was probably in her early 30s. She was almost certainly not Rogandan. She lacked the dark hair that characterized his race. She wasn't beautiful, although her brown curls fell attractively enough around her face, and there was something pleasing about the fullness of her lips. He registered all of this impassively. He had no interest in her as a person. "Please join us," she said calmly, speaking to him in Rogandan, his mother tongue. She waved to an empty seat opposite her at the table. "We are about to share a simple meal together." His lips curled back in a smile. Why not? His victims didn't usually feed him before he dragged them away, but he was hungry and more than willing to make an exception. She said a few words to the old man in the language of Lestinor. He nodded once and left the table to fetch fresh milk, a loaf of bread, and a cluster of dates. Depositing them in the centre of the table, he sat down once again, eyeing the newcomer suspiciously. They ate together in silence. The old man looked troubled. The children stole curious glances in Calvor's direction from time to time. The woman's eyes never left him. When the food had almost been consumed, she broke the silence. "He never hated you," she said, addressing him once again in Rogandan. Calvor frowned in puzzlement.